Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're now listening to, the Audio Educational Anthology Series, here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer, doing it all here on the DIY, and here it is mid-January. And last week we had our 100th show, the Apple Records, Artists of Apple Records show, and of course it was the day then all hell broke loose at the U.S. Capitol, and a bunch of seditionists actually stormed the House of Representatives. And if you aren't as disgusted as I am by this, I think we're all just still in I know I'm still slightly in shock and upset in ways that I don't want to put any more four-letter words into the show. But did we expect it to a point, I gather? You know, do I expect it to get worse? Possibly. But once in a while, you know, and I put out this thing, and a lot of us who are, and I've spoken to other people who do these kinds of programs, and basically, in a sense, yes, education, but entertainment as well. What's the point when the whole world is going to hell? And I got a letter from a lovely English teacher, high school English teacher in St. Paul, Minnesota, named Donna. And she just couldn't handle everything that was going on. And she's a subscriber via Apple to the show. And she says it was exactly what she needed to hear. She just needed to get a million miles away. I get that. That's called self-care, kids. And no one should ever make you feel shame for it. If they do, we'll tell them to go get bent. Anyway, thank you, Donna, for that. And now for this week's show. And this is a very special show. I'd like to think they're all special, but this one is by request, and we'll have that dedication at the end of the program. And our title of our program this week is Wolves Like Them, and this is a career retrospective of one of the most unique bands of the new millennium, TV on the Radio, who are one of the few music acts that continually create and release alternative rock in a sea of radio morass. There are certain ironies I know I run into when I write about the band TV on the Radio. The first, obviously, is that the majority of the members are black. I get it, as it has been far too long since anyone has seen an all-black or primarily black rock and roll band. The irony, of course, is that black musicians created rock and roll, and there were black rock and roll bands long before the dominance of white rockers, such as Hank Ballard of the Midnighters and Ike and Tina Turner Review with the Kings of Rhythm. The second, which causes more consternation with fans of current radio trends, is the phrase alternative. This epithet, at one time, actually meant something. Starting off as underground music, then art rock, then punk, then new wave, then college rock, then modern rock to its most lasting label, alternative, has become a sad marketing gimmick that has prevailed for far too long. As a radio format, it has been dull, lifeless, and a complete joke for years, much like the Age of Aquarius was to 1969 compared to what happened shortly after the Rolling Stones' free concert at Altamont. Standout artists in these genres used to be hailed and celebrated. Now they are considered anathema and disruptive. Advertisers, of course, by and large, can't associate with acts that are too weird anymore because it doesn't jive with their one-size-fits-all marketing plan. And yes, it is advertisers that are driving radio, not local programmers or people in love with the music. Even with advertisers and radio killing exciting new music left and right, once in a while, you're given a gift. TV on the Radio, whom many describe as an art rock group, hail from Brooklyn, New York, and have built a small and rabid fan base outside of the tri-state area. Starting off giving their work away on diskettes in and around the Big Apple, release they dub OK Calculator. You'll hear more about that later. They eventually signed with a long-respected indie Touch and Go out of Chicago. Subsequent releases in the United States have been an Interscope and Harvest. They were far from a traditional rock band, often incorporating new technology and sounds, like loops, into their mix and toured steadily. With the addition of Gerald Smith on bass, a man, lead vocalist, and please forgive me if I mispronounce this, Tunde Adepimi, discovered, busking for change at a subway, the band clicked into their formidable mix that made them perennial critics' darlings with their back-to-back releases Return to Cookie Mountain from 2006 and Dear Science in 2008. They would often break from the band to work on other projects, causing their fans to wonder if they weren't coming back. They did come back in 2011 with Nine Types of Light, complete with a short film, but this incarnation of the group was not to last, as Butler died that year of lung cancer at just the age of 36. Since then, they have released one more album of new material, Seeds, in 2014 to solid reviews. The band members have been keeping busy with other projects again, and no one other than the group truly knows if the moniker they once performed under will make its comeback. The third and final irony of this program is that TV and the radio were not meant to truly make alternative rock real and live again, but somehow they did. This show is by special request of Ryan Duncombe as a birthday gift, and I hope it brings you joy. As I understand it, you really love the lemon cake. And we're not going to waste anyone's time right now. Let's kick right into it. This is a single A-side from 2013. This is Mercy, and we'll see you at about the half-hour mark.
I see tons of people looking lost and lethal, and I think we're all the same. So I scale the steeple and I take a leap, and I just can't keep the stay from my soul. It burns so cold, it's got to go. Through my soul,
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to What You're Not Listening To Here, the Audio Educational Anthology Series on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. And I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., doing it all here in the DIY. Again, thank you, Donna from St. Paul, Minnesota. And happy birthday, Ryan Duncombe. Yes. A lot to celebrate today, even with all the COVID crazy and all the regular crazy going on. And, you know, it's easy to be discouraged, kids. Thank you for being here, and know that someone loves you, right? If you only believe that only it's me, you know what? Hopefully that gets you through the rest of the hour. And let's recap what we've heard in our very fantastic TV on the radio show here on the middle of January. Kicked it all off with the single A-side To Mercy from 2013. Following that was from 2008, and that was Nature Boy. Now check this out. That was Nat King Cole with TV on the Radio from the album Regenerations. And unlike most of these duet albums that you come in to contact with, where an artist, a newer artist or an artist still recording, finds some old material by somebody who's been probably dead for some time, in the case of Nat King Cole, instead of just going in and using audio engineering to splice their vocals in, what this album was about reimagining the entire songs on the album. And nowhere on this album is this more evident than with Nat King Cole and TV on the Radio. And Nat King Cole, for those of you not aware, was Capitol Records' biggest artist until the arrival of the Beatles. He was also the very first black person to host his own television program on a network. And you got to remember, there was at that time only three. All right, so that was a very big deal back in 1956. Following that, from the album Nine Types of Light from 2011, Future Shock, Bicycles Are Red Hot, follows that from 2002, from the EP, Diskette, OK Calculator. And as I mentioned previously, OK Calculator was a riff on OK Computer by Radiohead. The band says it sounds awful, and I'm not gonna lie to you on this one. It is definitely the lowest of the lo-fi, but there's a lot of fun on it, and you have to take it for what it is. Some really great people doing, really trying out some great, great stuff, and there's a lot of great songs with melody on them. Especially this one is my favorite on the release. Following that, from the Young Liars EP from 2003, that was Satellite, which was also featured in an episode of Queer as Folk on Showtime. After that, from a kind of a doo-wop number there from the album, honestly, one of the best album titles of the new millennium, Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babes from 2004. That was Ambulance. And the song we just heard, again, from the same album, Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babes. I'm just never going to get tired of saying that. Again, from 2004, that was Staring at the Sun. And we're going to kick off the second part to the first of the two albums that really caused the critics to take notice of the band in a very, very big way. And this is Let the Devil In from 2006, Return to Cookie Mountain. And we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Yeah. serious list. Now I demand that you act like you don't know. Go where you want, and if it rocks too high, better drop it like it's hot. So
listen up, everybody, never ever.
Don't go down.
Like I said, love's light is laughter. like the sun, spitting happiness into the air after all. Here it comes like a natural disaster, all blowing up like a ghetto blaster. All here it comes, bring it faster. All here it comes, bring it faster. It is a miracle.
Make making noises about up on the side broken. Oh, I'm gonna be lonely soon. Oh, here comes trouble. Put your helmet on. We'll be headed for a fall. Yeah, the whole thing's gonna blow. And the devil's got my number. It's long overdue. He'll come looking soon.
Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, once again to what you're not listening to here on AceSpadesPDX.com's show for TV on the radio. Happy birthday, Ryan Duncombe, and thank you, Donna from St. Paul, Minnesota. I can't stop saying those things enough because, you know, they just make me happy, and right now I could use some damn happy in my life. Hopefully this show is also bringing you some joy. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program before we get into our fantastic and loud grand finale. I really like to do them for the most part. Kicked off the second part with Let the Devil In from 2006, Return to Cookie Mountain. After that, Happy Idiot from their 2014 album Seeds, their last one to date. New Health Rock from their 2004 release. It was a single A-side on Touch and Go. After that, from the album Dear Science, Golden Age from 2008. And again, from Seeds, 2014 Trouble. Alrighty, here's all hoping, you know, when things... Well, are things ever going to really settle down? Maybe they could just be just a little less crazy. Because, you know, we could really use something new from TV on the radio. No pressure, guys. It's your thing. I get it. And, you know, I understand. I was reading an article about Lauryn Hill, about the miseducation of Lauryn Hill and how people were expecting all this stuff. Like they own a piece of her, right? We don't own you, but we are grateful for you. And if any of you get to hear that, band members, know that you do have people out there who truly would love to see you do something new. But you know what? If you've got other things you're doing, new ideas, new projects, and just want to keep everything quiet for right now at the moment, go right ahead. You know, it's do your thing, right? Like as Brother said in 69. Just we miss you, I guess is what I'm truly trying to say. And this was kind of one of the band's best known songs. And mind you, they've never had a top 40 single or anything like that. They are definitely, what do we call them? In a sense, true alternative artists. They get some play on the radio, but they really are the way that us older folk found out about records is through word of mouth. Like, you've got to check this out. Or like, oh, here, I'm playing this in the car. I hope you like it. That kind of a thing, trading tapes, yes, because that's just the way we did it. And it keeps it kind of special, very, very special. Would I like to see them be big, huge stars? Absolutely, because they deserve it, right? What's wrong with a little success once in a while, especially in this industry, which is completely and utterly cutthroat and doesn't make a lot of money for really a whole lot of artists. If you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at DaddyBenBear, one word, DaddyBenBear@gmail.com. And love to you all. This is live from Austin City Limits in Texas from their 2015 series of concerts. This is a live version of Wolf Like Me.
This is a barn burner.